underscoring our belief that we're at the tipping point. As you saw in our announcement earlier today, we've initiated legal action against Infineon in federal court in Los Angeles to defend our rights to use certain GaN technology in MACOM's core RF markets. This technology was originally developed and patented by Nitronix, which MACOM acquired in 2014. Since its acquisition of International Rectifier in 2015, Infineon has failed to honor the letter and spirit of certain IP agreements between Nitronix and International Rectifier relating to the Nitronix GaN technology. These agreements functioned effectively for many years between IR and Nitronix, and later between IR and MACOM. However, almost immediately after it closed on its acquisition of IR, Infineon began to try to unilaterally renegotiate the agreements to usurp our rights. When we declined to agree to Infineon's unreasonable demands, they responded by concocting claims to interfere with our rights. We believe that Infineon's conduct is a breach of the Nitronix IR agreements, and we've asked the court to confirm our position. Infineon's actions are an opportunistic attempt to gain access to our burgeoning market for GaN RF products by improper means. It's regrettable that Infineon has attempted to engage in such strong-arm tactics, but we intend to vigorously protect our rights, and we expect to be fully vindicated in court.